This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 9th, episode 2055, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Lord, I love to hear that Friday 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice to my truck, I head into town, get it on and go to...
Oh my gosh, Glenn, where did I move? It's like the freaking Arctic. What is going
You're
on?
You're never happy. It's too hot. It's too cold.
So my main kind of clothing that I wear is a the most I would ever wear in Phoenix is a fleece. That ain't gonna cut it. Do you know what it's supposed to be tonight?
No.
25 degrees.
Oh, you haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, a long, 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 long time. So there's just certain things that I'm noticing about Oklahoma versus other places, which I mentioned this in the pre-show. Ticks. Because we have really long grass, and the ticks, and they're under my horse's jaws, and so I've got these tick removers now, and they're so gross, but they really are good. They just pop them right out, so the ticks and the cold, and I forgot too that horses act crazy when it's cold. Gets cold.
Yeah, your horses have always been in 120 degrees when they just kind of laze around.
I'm like, Jilly, why are you galloping around the pasture? He can barely move. And like, he's galloping because all the other horses are galloping and he's just got to catch up, you know? Oh my gosh, I forgot about all of this. So there is definitely some things happening.
Has it snowed yet?
It's supposed... Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
It's supposed to snow on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, of course, as what happens every time there's some sort of event, I hear this never happens, Jamie. Okay. It never happens. I'm like, you say that about everything. This never happens. It's never this cold. It's the La Nina or whatever. And apparently it is cold all the way through the central part of the country.
They were doing dressage nationals at the Kentucky Horse Park in the 20s this morning.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine a dressage horse, a big old beefed up warm blood that's been stuck in a stall for 3 years and they bring it out 25 degrees? Hang on, girls. Oh, my gosh.
And has Lucas ever seen snow?
It snowed. We came here for Christmas one time and it snowed.
So he has seen snow.
Couple days. So he has seen snow and we did go skiing. I went Flagstaff, you know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
At 8,000 feet. So yeah, he has seen snow. I don't think he remembers it, you know, at all, but yeah, he has seen it. We'll see how this goes. I don't know. I'll tell you what. They broke ground on the barn and I'm going to feel a lot better about my life once I have a barn to take the horses into, because it's very stressful right now to have all these horses and a couple running sheds. That why don't they use running sheds? Hello. I just spent $3,000 getting running sheds put on dig property.
No, they never use the running sheds.
Go in them.
No, they never go in the running sheds. I know that's true. Like,
I put grain on the ground in there and they're like, nope.
There's always one horse that will hang out in the running shed all day and not leave. And then the rest of them won't go in. Mm-hmm. That was always our experience, is we had one horse that was kind of their running shed and that was it.
Oh, God, I have to get them individualized.
Now, how many months is it going to take to build the barn?
So, I mean, they said it would be done by Christmas. They broke ground yesterday and they're not going to come back for a week because they have to get the dirt. The red select dirt to like put it up higher, and then they just pour the concrete, and the barn gets delivered on the 22nd.
And all of that will be delayed because of snow.
Yeah, sure. So it's supposed to be delivered on the 22nd, and then he said it won't take more than a couple weeks to build it. Because they basically...
Morton? Is it Morton?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Rector set. They just put it together.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've already built it. And so they've built it, and everything is custom made. So I've got to pick like different sizes and different everything. I've hesitated to talk about Morton because I don't really know how it's going to go, you know, and I have this platform to kind of promote things that aren't paying for promotion. But I've got to tell you that so far, I am super impressed with this company. I'll just tell you that right now. So, yeah, Morton Barn, I'm going to have, like, it's an 8-stall configuration. The first one on the right when you walk in is going to be a 12x16. So it's my folding stall. And on the left, that 12x16 space will be tack room, feed room. And then, so 7 total stalls all the way down. You notice that I have 8 horses, so it's really right in line.
It doesn't violate the rule.
Always got to have one more horse than stalls. Fortunately, I've run in sheds with stalls in them, so I can do that. But anyway, I'm really, really, really excited. I'm really... honestly struggling, first world problems, but like, I'm kind of lonely. Like, Chad's been gone for a week and I don't really know anybody, and I don't really fit in with the in-laws all that much because I have horses and they don't, you know, so I'm kind of struggling with some stuff. So this kind of uplifted my spirits a little bit to have at least things moving forward. But again, first world problems, let me not complain.
Yeah. So Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Well, coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Linda Sewell is going to stop by and tell us all about some upcoming Trek clinics so you can learn more about this cool new competitive trail discipline taking the stage in the United States. And then Really Bad Ads takes us on a magical journey through the 3-screen circus that is online classified. So stay tuned for the break, folks.
So I woke up this morning to see a bunch of Facebook posts. We have a lot of listeners that live in California and in Northern California, and especially in the endurance community. I know Karen Chatton, she lives in Nevada, but she lives up on the California line in Northern Nevada, sort of in the mountains there. She goes over the hills, and right there is California. And I woke up this morning, I don't know how many you have up there, but there's 2 fires that creeped up very quickly. And I saw a whole bunch of listeners posting themselves as safe for the Woolsey fire in Ventura and Los Angeles counties. Mm-hmm. And also the fire called the Camp Fire in Northern California. Now, the Camp Fire, we'll talk a little bit about that, is in a town called Northern California, town of Paradise. Well, it started yesterday as a 10-acre fire. And in, get this, in 3 hours had consumed 1,000 structures and moved to 10,000 acres.
Oh my gosh, it's just the wind?
The wind was so heavy. It was heavy, 60 mile an hour winds. Oh, it wiped out the entire town, is gone in hours.
Oh my gosh.
I listened to some 911 calls that they put together into a collage this morning. Oh my God. I mean, the police just they basically didn't know what to do because it had spread so fast. They were trying to evacuate hospitals and they couldn't, so they put everybody in the basement, and it was just, they were heart-wrenching. I watched a video this morning of cops showing up at a farm because no horse people had time to get their horses out. This was just that fast. And they showed up and they helped rescue the horses. They were literally taking the horses in lead ropes beside the police cars down the road. And the horses were going along. That's what I was shocked about. And then you all saw the video going around yesterday, the horses on the road hightailing it out themselves. But, you know, it just is crazy. It's taking aim at other towns right now. By Thursday evening, it had charred 20,000 acres and left 15,000 structures were under threat last night into today. Rachel Shackelford... you know, we always talk about the people who should get out and don't. This is the case where they just couldn't. Rachel Shackelford, who is an endurance rider, and we've had her on the show before, she said This was her post this morning. Hauling home with an empty trailer, uncontrollable tears, and a heavy heart. It hits home a little harder when you can't do anything but sit on the side of the road with no option but to turn around because you're too late. I can't do anything but pray as my friend is fighting for her life and her horses that couldn't get out in time before the property got completely surrounded by flames. And as of this morning, she didn't know. She hadn't heard from the friend. So, God, thoughts and prayers to everybody there. What a scary situation. When you watch those videos, I can't imagine that coming towards you. I just can't.
I can't even watch those videos. Like, you do a better job of researching things because my heart just gets too heavy for every. You just take on every story just right to the soul. So it's I'm so sorry for everybody. Bless your hearts. It's just the worst. Oh, just a really tough week for California.
Yeah, it definitely has been. It's been a tough year for California. It seems it's like true. We've talked about California 100 times this year. The whole country. This seems to be the year we've talked about more natural disasters than any. I don't care what you attribute it to. It just seems to be more this year than I remember in the 8 years we've been doing this.
Well, here's what we're going to do for y'all. We're not going to talk about anything bad for the rest of the show. That people don't come to this show to hear about
negative things. All right, let me look at the schedule and see if you're lying. Nope, you're good.
Am I good? Okay, yeah. So let's just.
And we have some really, really bad ads today. So
really,
yes.
Oh gosh, oh, no. So let's from now on we are not going to talk about anything negative. Boom! Let's do this. It's Friday.
How about some birthdays?
There's my chili.
So happy birthday to a bunch of auditors. We have a trend here this couple days. Carly Wilcox, Joe Christensen, Katie Moulton, Cecilia, who we know very well. Burger.
Why do you have such a hard time saying names?
Cecilia's a tough one for me. I can never get through Cecilia Burger. And Rachel Zent. All had birthdays either today or yesterday or tomorrow. So happy birthday to all of you. And we want to welcome all the new auditors, too. We've had a rash of new auditors coming aboard. If you would like to become an auditor, just head over to the auditor room. There is some specials going on right now, some special awards and prizes and deals going on for the auditors involving Radiothon. So now would be a good time to join. And horse lovers, we're going to be announcing for auditors only. The auditors are going to get the horse lovers discounts that they always offer on Radiothon Day. They're going to be announced tomorrow in the auditor's room, and they're going to get to use those discounts ahead of time. So if you want to become an auditor, go to horseradionetwork.com and click on the auditor banner for as little as $1 a month. You too can become one. So there's a lot going on in the auditor room right now.
Oh my God, guess what happened yesterday? I got a farrier.
Okay, was the farrier successful? Because that's not always the case.
Okay, so it's her name is Mackenzie. You know, basically I called one of the listeners told me I should call this farrier supply shop in Norman. So I called them and then they said, okay, we'll try to find somebody for you. Then I called them again. And finally I was like, Chad, get in the car. We're going. Cause they weren't calling me back. So I went to this farrier supply shop and I'm like, hey, I need a farrier. I want somebody who's shoes like this. Somebody who does not do this type of shoeing. And I would like prefer it to be a woman. Oh, you got to call Mackenzie. Okay. So Mackenzie comes over yesterday. Yay. It took about a week. She works for another farrier and then kind of does her own stuff in the afternoon. So she's still apprenticing. She's young. She's super pretty and like ridiculously nice. And so, you know, really, like just ridiculously nice, smiling and happy and all this. And finally, I'm like, where are you from? Guess where she's from?
Georgia.
Canada. Of course she's Canadian. She's nice. All people in Canada are nice. Like ridiculously nice. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I was like, of course you're from Canada. You're skinny and you're pretty and you're nice. Okay, of course you're Canadian. So she moved here because there's an Oklahoma Farrier School that like the huge farrier school is in Oklahoma. So she was down here, and then, you know, as what happens, she met a boy, and so now they kind of have a little business together, and they work together on some stuff. So anyway, I said, well, that's good, because that's about the only type of, and he's a farrier as well, so it was just perfect. And she was very nice, and baby Rocket was really, really good. I told her, I said, he's very suspicious, but once you kind of get to know him, he'll be fine. And he was super good for shoes. Baby Groot, however, had the cold air go up his butt, and he was out of control. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's not usually like this. He's really good. They've just been crazy today with the cold. But he just got a trim, so we were able to get both of the new horses shod. I slept so much better last night knowing that the feet were taken care of these guys. The vet comes out on Tuesday. I found an awesome vet. So anyway, I feel like that part of my life is getting under control. You know, when you move somewhere and you don't know anybody, it's a challenge. And I feel like I did really...
Why do I think she's probably the only Mackenzie in the world that's a farrier? Just that name, when you said that name, it struck me as not a farrier name.
Really? Yeah. I mean, she's like 22 and really pretty. And you're just like, how? Why? I don't know. Why do you want to do this? That's kind of what I want. Like, why do you want to do this? Like, what you're doing is very hard.
Yeah, it'll break. you'll be walking hunched over in 10 years.
Well, I said my farrier in Arizona was a woman. She would put the feet in a cradle, and like, she was just like, no, I got to hold on to them. I just feel like I do a better job. And I'm like, God, you're so tough.
Well, good. I'm glad you found something.
And by the way, of course, I tell nobody what I do for a living, so we're safe to talk about her until she figures it out.
Until she figures it out. Until she looks you up on Facebook. All right, God. Let's do this. We have to hear from Kentucky Performance Products Nutrition Minute, and then we're going to come back with a guest today. Linda's going to be on talking about some Trek clinics that are coming up. Trek is something that's fairly new, and we had talked about it earlier in the year, but there's actually some clinics and things you can go to now to learn about it, and I love it because it actually includes driving. Nothing ever includes driving. So we'll be back with that in just a second. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Managing horses can be challenging. Each horse's personality affects the way he behaves and reacts to the world around him. Horses with certain dispositions can be at higher risk for developing health problems than others. High-strung or excitable horses are easily stressed, but so is the timid, quiet warrior. Stressed horses are more likely to develop digestive upsets that lead to colic, diarrhea, and ulcers. Nalox Advanced was specifically developed to support a digestive tract that is under stress. It sustains proper pH levels, reducing the incidence of ulcers and hindgut imbalances, while simultaneously supporting the healing of damaged tissue. Nalox Advanced supports the complete digestion of starches and sugars and sustains populations of beneficial bacteria. Make life a little easier on your sensitive horse and start him on Nalox Advanced today. To learn more about the ingredients in Nalox Advanced, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Linda is here with Trek, which is spelled T-R-E-C. We had Trek on April 20th of 2018 to kind of do a 101 on what it was. But Linda, I'm going to have you just give us kind of Reader's Digest real quick. I want to get into the clinics and what happens there. But what is Trek and what happens at a Trek event?
Trek is basically a sport that has evolved from training folks to lead pony treks in Europe. It is really taking off in the United States now, but it has been an international sport for some years. And basically, Trek stands for unpronounceable French words that mean trail riding skills competition.
I'm glad you said that because I tried to read those words and I couldn't say them either. So I'm glad that you said that because it made me feel better.
Thank you. I mean, it's obviously easy. Technique du rondo équestre de compétition. I mean, that was.
I'm sure that's really close.
I'm really good at French.
You're as good at French as you are.
I try to practice pronouncing it, but at any rate, it's in the United States, it's under the USEF umbrella as something called USNETO, the United States National Equestrian Tourism Organization. And the idea is that it will train and certify people that would either lead trail rides, like at Dude Ranches, maybe, or pony trekking type things, safely, get the tourists there in time. But of course, most of us don't lead tourists. We just like the sport that emphasizes safety and getting from here to there on your horse over a variety of obstacles. And the competitions test your ability to do that at various levels. So the lowest level, you don't actually have to jump anything. You can step over any of the obstacles, and the speeds are not that fast, and the trail is not that long. So when you get lost, you still get home before dark. But at the higher level, that may or may not be true.
Because part of this is trail orienteering, and I could just see Jennifer and Jamie out on a trail trying to read the compass. For some reason, I'm just not thinking that's going well.
I can hear you.
I'm a level one trek rider, and what that means is I'm at the lowest possible level, and my neighbor and I tend to do this together, because at the low levels, you can have one to four riders in a group going out on the orienteering phase. And so we spend a lot of our ride standing still, turning the compass and the map all around, trying to decide where we are and where we should go next. And that's actually okay. We have actually successfully found all the checkpoints more than once. When you go on the orienteering course, at the start, you're given a pace, like 8 kilometers an hour, a pace that you follow until you get to the next checkpoint.
We did.
So if you stand around for 10 minutes turning your compass, you have to ride a little faster. And at each checkpoint, you're given a new speed. And so unless you lose your record of how, so that they can't write down when you start and stop at each checkpoint, you really can't get eliminated doing it. If you miss a checkpoint altogether or come into it backwards, which is surprisingly easy to happen, you just get penalties. You don't get eliminated. So it's an encouraging sport, because anybody on any breed of horse can do it. If you wanted to travel with the U.S. team to Europe to do it, you'd have to be a lot better at it than some of us are.
We used to do this in cars way back when I graduated high school. We used to do it was an orienteering type of thing, only you did it in cars, and it was over a whole day, and we did get lost a lot. And one day when I was finally doing better, Linda, we stopped for lunch. We had a lunch break. It was paced just like you're talking about with the horses. There was an optimum time. You couldn't come in over and under and all that. You know, a certain speed, but you couldn't see your speedometer. You had to guess. So it was, we stopped for lunch and we locked our keys in the car. And that was the end. That was the end of that
and
day.
And you're picking on me?
We were doing so good. We had a chance of winning that day. We had never even come close to winning.
And you're saying me and Jennifer would have a hard time. Give me a break.
I love this, too, because it includes carriages. I'm a carriage driver. Nothing ever includes carriages, Linda.
Well, this does. And I'm also a carriage driver. I both trail ride and I drive, and I've done two of these introductory level things with my miniature horse driving, and had a lot of fun. And the clinic that we're having in December will include both riders and drivers, so I'm very excited about that. We had a driving clinic / competition a few weeks ago, and that was the first one we'd had in our area in almost 3 years. So I'm hoping that the more drivers get involved in it and see how much fun it is, the more opportunities there will be to have it happen.
All right. Well, let's switch to the clinics that are coming up. You're in the North Carolina area. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm in Eastern North Carolina, and there has been very little activity east of Raleigh here in North Carolina. Our clinic is actually already full because there's a demand for it here because folks want to try it closer to home. And we are really going to focus on pace and obstacles. So at our clinic, because we've talked some here today about the orienteering phase, but there's also an obstacle phase in both the riding and the driving track. And the obstacles are not those crazy obstacles with swim noodles and flapping tarps like you find in the Extreme Trail Challenge. Mm-hmm. They're obstacles that try to replicate actual trail things with emphasis on being safe and standing still, because a track horse really needs to be able to stand. It's hard to read your map and your compass if your horse is twirling in circles. So we have
it would be.
obstacles where you back, ones where you weave through trees, where you go under things, bridges, water, things that you would actually find on the trail. So that makes it fun because it's a training thing, not a see how crazy an object your horse will walk over.
Got it. So I'm looking, and you said that there was one Saturday, December the 8th in Farmville, North Carolina. You're saying that one's full?
Yes, that one's full. It's at my house. We could still take some auditors.
Okay.
But since we're trying to do both things in a one-day clinic, and since it gets dark early in December, we're limiting it to 16 riders and drivers combined. And we've actually got like 20 signed up right now.
All right. So, well, I'm looking and there's others.
Like, I'm no mathematician or anything, but that seems to be a higher number than you've limited it to. I mean, just me. I'm no scientist.
It is, and it is December, and so we sort of think we might end up with a few people that are sick or, you know, whatever.
I'm just teasing you.
So I took a few more than the limit.
Everybody does. It's a horse thing.
Yep.
All the riders that are signed up are going out in groups, so we'll be able to get them through faster than if they all went out individually.
Well,
the drivers go out individually.
We are running out of time. I'm going to give the website. It's Trek, TREC-USA.org. If you want to get involved and they're really looking for people to get this organized in different areas. So they're really looking for the Lindas of the world to, you should start one of these in Oklahoma. I bet you Zeus would be good at this, actually. You not so much, but Zeus would probably be great. So look for it. Trek-USA.org. Go to there, go to news and events and event listings, and you'll see the listings on the different ones coming up in November and December. Well, thank you so much, Linda. We appreciate you stopping by.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. I don't know. Right. You and a map and a compass with Jennifer out there on Zeus and Nigel.
Says the guy who locked his keys in his car.
Yeah, but we weren't lost. So there's that.
The good thing about Mustang.
At least when you're lost, you can still move. You're SOL when you lock the keys in.
That's true.
We can get unlocked.
It's true, but you know what? One advantage of having a horse is you're not going to lock the keys in. So there's that.
Nope,
although your horse could get loose. But have you figured out what Zeus is really going to be good at when he's healthy again?
I would like for him to just not get hurt. You know, I think he really enjoys eventing, but I feel like that might not be the safest thing for me on him because of the whole, like, I'm not hurt, I'm not tired.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't even lame, and his
stoic thing going. Yeah.
Yeah. And getting tired, and he's flipped over a fence with me. And so I don't know if eventing is his thing. So we're just going to keep
looking. You might
keep
be a master trail horse. Yeah.
You know what? You know what? Zeus is a horse that I can hop on bareback and gallop across the fields and not worry about. So he's just my love. I just love him.
All right, let's talk about something else you're going to love this winter. And I notice snow is starting to fall. Jamie's going to get some snow on Monday, probably a blizzard, 10 feet. It'll be the first time ever. Do you have a snow shovel, by the way?
Oh, my God, stop.
You might want to take a look at investing in some Ovation Blizzard Winter Boots.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes, you're going to need those. And we've had these reviewed by auditors before, and they absolutely love them. They're extremely durable, comfortable, warm fleece lined, synthetic canvas boot with wool and aluminum foil lined insole. Yes, just aluminum foil lined. They include a 600 denier water repellent polyester canvas outer shaft, and they're pretty much waterproof. You're going to love these things. They're designed to keep your foot warm in snow, and yet you can still fit it. You probably need a little bit bigger stirrup, but you can still fit it in stirrups. I know people that try and ride with them, but you're definitely going to need these. And the other thing is Ovation has a whole bunch of winter boots. If you go to ovationriding.com and go to their boot section, you're going to find they have blizzard paddock boots. If you don't want the tall ones, they have the tall winter boots, any of the country boots. They just have a lot of different boots that you can find. They also have the Mudsters, which if you wear warm socks, you're probably going to be fine because they're also waterproof. I know a lot of people wear those in the winter as well. And they also have the Mudster shoe and boot savers that fit right over your paddock boots. So check out all the different options right now before winter fully hits at ovationriding.com. There's some winter coats and all different kinds of things like that. Ovationriding.com. And Jamie, you better get shopping because you're going to
I do not have a problem shopping. A
couple things before we get to really bad ads. One is we have a lot of listeners over in the UK, and we very seldom ever talk about them, but we're going to today because Horse and Hounds does kind of the big awards show every year. I watched a little bit of the live from the red carpet last night, which was kind of fun, seeing all these riders show up in their super spiffy outfits. And Horse and Hound, as you know, is
which channel was that on?
It was on their live, on their page, on the live stream. They were doing a live stream. So, of course, Horse and Hound is the magazine of magazines in the horse world. Been around forever. It's definitely the magazine everybody gets in England, even non-horse people.
In Notting Hill, it was part of the movie.
So. Yes, exactly. So, I picked out the awards that were given out last night for their annual awards that you would know, probably, that we've talked about people. Their Lifetime Achievement Award, by the way, these are voted on by rider, by, you know, just horse people. They had 24,000 people vote this year. The only award that's given out that is picked by the Horse and Hound team that's not voted on is their Lifetime Achievement Award, and they gave that to Captain Mark Phillips. You'll know him. Everybody's heard of Captain Mark Phillips, and he's one of the greatest cross-country designers in the world. He did the WEG course and everything else. He does all the courses. And they gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award, and that's well-deserved. They gave the Professional Rider of the Year title is also well-deserved, and if they had picked anybody else, there would have been a riot, and that was eventer Ross Cantor. Ross Cantor, after she won the individual and team gold medals at WEG. So, on her own horse. So that is one that I think was well-deserved. And she's very funny, by the way. In the press conferences, she was a hoot. So Roz won that. I've reached out to see if we can get her for Radiothon, too. Horse of the Year title went to Arctic Soul, which is the former racehorse, Thoroughbred, ridden by Gemma Tattersall, who rode Team Gold at WEG this year and was fourth place at Badminton. So that's who they chose for Horse of the Year title, which I think is well-deserved. And a Thoroughbred, you'll be happy to note. Woo-woo. Not a warm blood. This was one that was heartwarming. They do a Groom of the Year award, which I normally wouldn't probably talk about, except that it was Jane Felton, who works for Irish eventer Jonty Evans. And she has been there helping out since he had his brain injury. And she has been there taking care of the horses, riding and doing everything that needs to be done while Jonty's out. So they gave her Groom of the Year, and that's probably well deserved.
Oh, yeah, well deserved. Oh, my gosh, the year she's had.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a tough year for her, too. Tim and Janelle Price were given Moment of the Year award, and they're a married couple, of course. We've talked about them in the show here before, and they got that because Janelle won badminton and Tim took burley. So between the two of them, they won two of the four stars in England.
It's like Superman and Wonder Woman.
Together, exactly. I don't know that that's ever happened before, actually. And then Daisy Sadler won for Inspiration of the Year, and she won that award. They give it away every year. She traveled 1,000 miles across England to the Kelpies in Scotland. Those are those big horses that we've talked about, the big metal horses. And she rode 1,000 miles from England and back on her Belgian draft horses, Olive and Arthur, to raise £21,000 for the Imogen Whitby Fund as part of the brain tumor charity. And so she won that because of the work she did there and the ride that she did across the country. That made big news, and it was followed all over the place in England. So good for her for doing good work. There were a bunch of other awards, but those are the ones I thought that, you know, were ones that we've kind of covered this year. And congratulations to all of them, and especially to Roz. She really deserves that. She's like 32 years old, and she just won 2 gold medals. Not too shabby. Mm-hmm. One other thing right now going on is two things going on real quick in the news that I wanted to cover Wednesday, never got to. Have you seen the prices of what's happening at Keeneland's November breeding stock sale?
The economy is strong in Lexington.
They've had 8 horses bring $1 million. It is crazy numbers. The one day, the first day of the sale, they sold 120 horses totaling $56 million for an average price of $500,000.
Lady Eli was in there, and I think she went for way over $1 million. But also, you got to think that, and this is what's actually happening, they're saying, kind of reading about all of the sales, is that young broodmares, potential broodmares, like race mares that can go on and become broodmares that are young, are going for a ton of money because they just need younger, well-bred mares, apparently, I guess. So you'd think that there would be some every year, but I guess this is the year that people are spending their money on young broodmares.
And we don't usually see that. We'll see the stallions go big. You know, they always do, but not the colts will go big, but not the fillies. So good for them. They're having a good time. And then other news, being that we did the 2018 WEG show, and I posted this on our WEG page and got a ton of comments, is the president of the FEI, who's actually on his way out, or he's actually, he goes for re-election later this month. He's not on his way out. But this is his quote. "We must take courage to look at the future of the World Equestrian Games and see if WEG is still the best format." Now, he came out and said that in a press conference at WEG, and nobody has bid for the next WEG, which is supposed to be in 4 years. Usually they would have that wrapped up by now, which is why we got into the try-on situation we did this time. So he said, if we want to be successful, we need to have a model that creates competition that can interest a lot of organizers rather than having to fight to find and motivate one organizer for WEG. And what he's talking about is possibly breaking it up into separate competitions for like events, or having separate world championships for all of them. WEG's always been kind of an issue. It's always been a problem. It's always cost a lot of money, and it's always lost money, which is one of the reasons Kentucky hasn't had it back. So I don't know what's going to happen with WEG, and nobody knows what's going to happen with WEG. I'm not even sure there'll be another one at this point. So a lot of people say, yeah, let's keep doing it. It's fun to go see a bunch of disciplines in one place. And then other people are saying, look, this is just too hard. So I don't know. We're going to see what happens. But that's the president of the FEI came out and said that, which is the first time that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll follow that, and we'll keep you up to date on that story. One other note before we get to really bad ads on a scheduling thing for Horse Radio Network. We're very excited to announce that the Stable Scoop radio show will be coming back. in its new format, and that'll be starting next week. You know how we started Stable Scoop a while back? We started doing the rest of the story, which were professional stories written kind of in the Paul Harvey style, where we're telling the rest of the scoop about a story from history with horses or horse people, and you don't know the clincher till the end. You don't really know the end till we get to the end of the story. And Gail and Biz have been doing a great job writing those stories. Well, that's what Stable Scoop is coming back as. There'll be nothing else. It'll be a short show, just stories. So it's really going to become a history story show, and we have a new sponsor, and that's all going to be happening next week. So look for that. I'll announce that when it comes out, and there'll be more stories for you coming up. But we're taking the rest of the show out, putting it other places here and other places, and we're going to limit that to just be a story show. So that's coming up on Stable Scoop. So lots cool happening on the Horse Radio Network. And now it's time.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And our sponsor of is Tack of the Day. And if you guys don't sign up for their, or if you haven't signed up for their daily emails telling you what completely discounted items are for sale today and today only, or this weekend and this weekend only, you have to go do attackoftheday.com. It is one of my things. You know, you get a bunch of emails every day. You know, you open your inbox and just random things that you've signed up for, random things that you didn't sign up for. All these emails pop through. And basically, Glenn sends me emails all the time. And on the right side, I just hit edit and you go boop, 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 boop. And you just delete all those. I don't delete Tech of the Day. Actually, I mean, I don't delete Glenn's emails either. That would be weird.
That'd be weird.
But I don't, I always open up Tack of the Day because, hello, first of all, I really feel like I need one or two more waterproof winter blankets. So I just wait for Tack of the Day to have them because all of a sudden they'll be super cheap. And then they have different things you can click through, and it's not just one item. They have a lot of items, and this weekend is because we get to preview. It happens at noon Eastern. They send out the email, and you get, you know, 24 hours to buy it. You always want to buy a little closer because sometimes they run out of sizes. So get there at noon. So this weekend we give you the preview on Friday of what's coming up at noon this whole weekend, and from on Fridays from noon until like Mondays at noon. That product is the same, and it's a Treadstep Ireland weekend. Show coats, interchangeable collars, Treadstep breeches. Anything else, Glenn, you want to add?
They started a whole new section I'm seeing here for Noble Outfitters products. And, you know, we've reviewed 1,000 Noble Outfitters products on here, and they have all kinds of products here marked way down. From tops to breeches to coats to just all kinds of stuff. I didn't even know they had this section on there. Apparently, it's brand new. And, you know, Noble Outfitters also does some Western stuff. So you Western riders, they have shirts on here. Just all kinds of stuff. So there you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
They're bringing something for everybody on Tack of the Day. To sign up at tackoftheday.com. And we have some prizes for really bad ads. And I'm going to try to get through this, Glenn. I'm going to try to get through it. Because the name of the book that we're giving away two books, and I'll tell you about one. Taking Shergar. And for those who don't know who Shergar is, he was a horse in Ireland that was stolen and offered up for $2 million ransom. The ransom wasn't paid, and Shergar has disappeared. And this was in 1983, and I think the IRA came out later and said they stole him. Anyway, there's no proof that anything. Nobody knows where Shergar went. And so this is Taking Shergar, Thoroughbred Racing's most famous cold case. It's the whole kind of the whole story. And basically it says Thoroughbreds Racing's most famous cold case presents an engaging narrative that is as thrilling as any mystery novel. The book provides new analysis of the body of evidence related to the stallion's disappearance in 1983. delves into the conspiracy theories that surround the inconclusive investigation and presents a profile of the man who might just be the last person able to help solve part of the mystery. So, I just get super like freaked out.
I asked Jamie, "Do you want me to send you this book?" And she's like, "Hell no, I don't want to read it.
I don't want to read that. I'll just cry. I'll cry."
I have another book I'm going to give away too that won't make you cry though.
Okay.
It's called The Big Book of Miniature Horses, everything you need to know to buy, care for, train, show, breed, and enjoy a miniature horse of your own. And it's by one of our listeners. Kendra Gale from Canada wrote this book. So whether you dream of winning ribbons or just hanging out, it's vital to have a solid understanding of the safe handling and proper stabling, grooming needs, and feeding requirements, and basic training for miniature horses. They're all a little different. You know, people that get them for the first time that have had horses say, oh, these are a little different.
Is this book 427 pages long? I mean, my God, how do you buy, care for, this train, show, is, breed, enjoy?
This book is 200 pages long and has about 1,000 pictures of the cutest little miniature horse you're ever going to see. It's full of pictures of miniature horses. I am telling you, they are so cute. But it goes over everything from clipping them to their feet to their just everything. And Kendra is like one of the leading authorities on miniature horses. Hi, Kendra. So we're giving one of her books away. And as I said, she's a listener of ours. She's probably listening right now. And you definitely want this book if you have anything to do with miniatures. If you win it and don't, you know somebody that does, and you can give it as a gift for Christmas. So we're giving one of those away too. So that's our prizes for this month. All right, let's get started. We have a bad ad. Why don't you go first with Christina's, and then I'll get the sound file ready for the other one.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Christina sent this one in, and this is a Facebook page. Ohio Horses Tack and Advertising. That's God, there's a Facebook page for everything. Okay. For sale. 2-year-old halter, aka stallion. His name is Lords. Oh God, I gotta read the punctuation in this thing too. Okay.
It's hard to read. It's a weird font and it's all capitals. It's hard to read.
This is really difficult. Okay. 2-year-old halter, aka quotation marks stallion. His name is quotation marks Lords. Not broke as he just turned 2, so don't ask if he has been rode or if he is kid safe. Exclamation point. UTD on everything. Is very shy. Still doesn't know he's a stud. Selling because comma,
oh yes he does.
Yeah, he knows. Selling because comma I can't. 3 exclamation points. Do not ask why I'm selling, exclamation point. Just need to get rid of the headache of my husband complaining about grain bills. Frowny face emoji. He is double registered. He is double registered TWH and spotted saddle naturally gated and also carries a cream gene. A great addition if you're looking to breed, exclamation point, or geld him. Don't care. Don't care emoji, I guess. What is that, like hands up in the air
emoji?
Yeah, it's
kind of don't care, yeah.
Just need him gone before he realizes he is a stud, exclamation point. Why don't you just geld that? I have had him since he was weaned at 4 months, so will he load? I don't know. Buy him and find out. I will get him in your trailer one way or another.
Okay. I bet you will.
15 hands. Price is $1,200. Firm, no less. Don't need a trade, so don't ask if I'll trade. I have too much it here now. Text me. That sounds like a very angry woman.
Yeah.
And the way that she wrote it sounds very aggressive.
She's very angry,
scared.
And she's pissed at her husband, and she's just pissed at life in general. This horse needs to be gone because when that horse becomes studly, those two are not going to get along. There's going to be a personality problem.
I'm feeling like there's a personality problem right now.
Yeah.
Let me just jump.
Yeah, with the husband. the horse. I don't know. We'll see.
Man. Plate Coral's
bad. I got it right here. Coral is her name, and she sent this one in. And you get double the credits. You get double the entries if you send in your own.
True.
Coral here with a really bad ad. Starts out, title, Barn and Horse, $10, Williamsville. Description, horse and barn. That's it. That's all. Because that's what you call short and sweet. Don't know what we're getting.
That's it.
God, she has a great radio voice, doesn't she? She has a great radio voice.
I kind of felt like she was at work and she was horse searching and saw that and thought, I need to send it in right now. And
well, she can send us all the messages she wants. You can do that. And she has a great name too, Coral. That's a great name.
That's awesome. Thanks, Coral.
Joy sent this one in. APHA, registered mayor for sale or trade, $500 in Rodney. No idea where that is. 99, APHA, mayor for sale or trade, low in the pasture pecking order. Needs front shoes if gonna be rode. Been camping at D Bar D and did amazing. Loads in anything with wheels and a flake of alfalfa. Broke to ride with no kick, rear, buck, or bite. Good beer drinking horse. tells you a lot. Does a horse drink beer? Does a rider drink beer? Both drink beer. For trail or for trade wise, pony or small horse for my kids to ride. Thinking my friend Flicka, 2005 or later model.
Did you read My Friend Flicka?
No, I didn't.
Because I don't think that you read My Friend Flicka if you want your own Flicka. Because, I mean, at the beginning, Flicka was not such a reliable friend. Okay? And at the end, not to spoil it, it did not have the happiest of endings.
And can I tell everybody, this is one we haven't had too often on the show and all the years we've been doing this, but there's a clue in here. When it says low in the pasture pecking order, that means this horse is coming with bumps and bruises and big ankles and big legs and has a big old welt on its butt. It's been beat up. So
like
keep
baby
that in mind.
Groot, it just has giant sets of Zeus teeth marks
exactly.
All over the body.
That's right. It's coming with injury, so be prepared when it says low on pasture pecking order.
I really feel that baby Groot should start to understand just kind of that he's going to get you. Like, why don't you understand he's going to get you? Okay.
Scooter does the same thing, though. Nigel's twice the size, and he's always there picking and picking and picking.
Just Groot, just there's 18 acres, dude. Just stay on the other side. Really.
They don't learn. It's like they have to. I just have to. It's like you know, brothers. I had three brothers, and we had to pick on each other. It was just required.
It's true. It's true. I don't think my brother liked me until I was like 27.
and you were twins.
Let's see. The next one. By the way, I think I'm getting My Friend Flicka confused with the red pony.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Because I think Flicka was a good one, wasn't it?
I think.
He was the lassie of ponies.
Okay, well, right. Then definitely John Steinbeck's The Red Pony. If you haven't read that one.
That doesn't end well, no.
John
does
not
alert.
End well. No. Don't do that.
Read that one.
I had to read that in high
you
school.
You just
and
saved
like,
me getting 25 emails going, what's she talking about? Flicka's a great
Yeah,
thank you.
That's okay, because I'm pretty sure at the end of My Friend Flicka, a buzzard plunges its beak into the eyeball of the dead horse, and they describe that. So that's not one to read. Okay. My Friend Flicka might be a little better. Okay. Tammy sent in the next one, and she said it's from Facebook.
Jamie, our whole show's a tangent.
I'm still disturbed by the red pony, although I do love John Steinbeck. Okay. For sale. Mare.
I could send you a book about an Irish horse that you'd love.
Nope. I'm already damaged. That's why I can't read the horse books. It's the red pony. For sale. Mare. If this is not the gender of horse you are looking for, please don't comment.
She's had comments from people going, it's not a gelding. What the hell?
Like, how many people have said, looking for gelding?
Yeah.
Well, then why'd you write back? All right. 14-2. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm starting to see where this is going. I should pre-read these. Mare. And then dash. If this is not the gender of horse you're looking for, please don't comment. 14-2. Dash. If you're looking for an equine bigger or smaller, do not comment. $2,500. Dash. If you have a budget of less than $2,500, you don't need to comment. Red Roan. Dash. If you have your heart set on a buckskin, go to the next post and don't comment here.
This is the sister of the other frustrated woman.
She's the other angry lady. Megan's the same lady. 8 years. Dash. If over age 10 or under age 5 are your parameters, readers of this ad do not need to read your comment.
Oh, look where they're located.
This is in Oklahoma.
You need to meet this lady.
In Welsh, Oklahoma. Dash. If you're reading this ad from your couch on either coast, do not comment about how far away she is. Does trail play days past your work in cowboy racing? Dash. If you need an English pleasure prospect, no comment. If you want a horse that matches this description in every way, please feel free to ask questions. That was pretty funny.
This lady has had trouble before.
Damn, that's hilarious. Oh.
Kind of, we always end up with the unintentional theme every week, and this week it's frustrated women. I think.
Angry women, yeah. Yeah, and you know it's a woman.
Yeah, like, you do. Kelly sent this one in. It's our trailer of the week. A 2-horse trailer for sale, $500, $100 over our limit. And the ad reads, "It is not pretty. I bought this a few years ago as a project, and it's still a project. Could be great as a movable chicken coop. No. Can deliver for a small fee after you pay for it."
Okay, it's not going to be a chicken coop. a movable chicken coop, because you can't move.
It's kind of buried in the ground.
I mean, she says a few years ago as a project. She bought that sucker 10 years ago and has not moved since. It has grown into the ground.
This is one of the 2-horse trailers that we get every week, but it's an unusual color. I don't know. It was brownish, tannish brown at one point, and it's pretty much just rust brown now. But you're right. It looks like it's buried about a foot into the ground. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're going to take it out yourself with a crane.
Oh, boy. Dragonfly sent in the next one, and that's just the beginning of this person's email because this person did not write their name. So don't forget to write your name. Quarter horse gelding. Oh, God. Oh, son of a nutcracker. There's no punctuation. Here we go.
I didn't give you that on purpose.
No, you never do. Quarter horse gelding 14, 2HH, 11 years old. Old is a lot of handle neckings back with no problem stance to mount easy to ride to get along with great on the trails been camping ties to hitching post or picket line with no problem would make a nice four project or fun shows Trenton, Ohio.
Usually we get those kind of ads from Texas. That's unusual that we get that from Ohio, I gotta say.
There's red people up in Ohio.
Yes. Mary sent the following one in, and this is an Anderson. I don't know where that is. Beautiful thoroughbred filly. Hello, I have a registered thoroughbred filly. She is brown with a little white on her face and a cool white stripe in her tail hairs. She is sweet most of the time, but will not allow us to groom her. She is full of cock burrs. She was born in 2008. She has papers. She has not been ridden since we've had her. She just roams our 9 acres and eats. No rules. She is pretty spoiled. We are the ones who have created this beautiful brown equine spoiled brat. So think on that before you ask if we can help catch her, put tack on her, or load her on your trailer.
Oh, my God. How long have they had her?
2008.
I know. She was born in 2008.
Yeah, but I think they've had her since.
Yeah, but long enough to get full of cackle burrs and spoiled.
And, you know, this is what I have problem with this ad for me, is she is sweet most of the time. No, she's not. You can't catch her. You can't groom her. You don't know if she's sweet. She's sweet because she's out eating grass being undisturbed. That any horse is sweet, then.
Boy, she looks so happy out there all by herself.
She must be sweet, even though we can't catch her and she's full of groomer. Yeah.
All right, Rick sent this one in. If you want a good horse, oh, this is Battleground. Is that in Georgia?
I don't know.
Battleground, Georgia. I think there's a Battleground. I'm going to go with it's somewhere in the South because just the title alone. If you want a good horse, don't click here. 15-year-old Capricorn mare would work best with a rider who's Taurus or Pisces or Virgo or Scorpio. She's taller than Seabiscuit and shorter than American Pharaoh. As a Capricorn, she prefers to take action rather than planning. She also works diligently to develop an intellectual sense of empathy and justice. Her coat is reminiscent of a 1999 Julia Roberts Hue. Think Runaway Bride. Similar to her Capricorn mascot, the goat, she will eat thistle bar leaves and blackberries, and she is not afraid of a fierce hairdo. She can trollop around barrels in the arena. She's a novice swimmer, and she'd make an excellent outrider horse at a chuck wagon race. Due to her innate will to live, and like a Marine, she will never leave her herd behind. She had a foal 2 years ago, but after the little nugget was born, she took off and abandoned it, never called to see how it was or attended a school play, which her baby played the foal in the French adaptation of War Horse. A video from college surfaced that showed her doing the wave at an Army-Navy game, so there's that. Shortly after, she had a run-in on spring break in Cabo with a certain short film director. And our family had to pay $6,969 to have her face blurred in what could best be described as softcore romantic comedy. She doesn't like kale. She comes with her own farrier, saddle, bridle, fly spray, and cigarettes. Free to mediocre home only. I wouldn't ruin a good barn with a hot mess like her. Willing to deliver for a fee to the following locations. Palm Springs, Hawaii, Argentina, Brisbane, Italy, and St. Louis, cash only. I don't know what they're selling, but that was really well written, I think.
I looked up Battleground. It appears to be in Washington State. So,
okay, well.
There you go.
It sounded funnier.
That's very funny. What a good ad. Jody sent this one in, last one of the day. And I am apparently going to have to scream it. All-American paint mare must see gorgeous horse $1,200. Dakota has a very good...
Hold up.
Yeah.
It's in Blaine, Kentucky, my friends.
All-American paint mare must see gorgeous horse $1,200. Dakota has a very good disposition and temperament. She lunges beautifully and loves people. My sister-in-law, who is terrified of horses, will sit on her back. She does not know how to follow guidance with the reins. Isn't that steering? She does not know how to follow guidance with the reins, but she is very smart and will learn fast if you teach her, because apparently I can't. You can sit on her back and do whatever else you want, just not steer. She is very gentle, would make a great child's horse. No, she wouldn't.
No.
She is worth $1,200, but will accept best offer. What's the sister doing up there? Just sitting? Because the horse doesn't steer.
Let me tell you something. Yes? Don't put your sister up on that horse. Come on now.
The sister's probably two.
She's not steer nothing. Got this horse. Doesn't have any sort of training whatsoever. And your sister's afraid of horses. And you put her up on that horse. And then she's going to fall off. She's going to hate him forever. Oh, my God.
What a bunch of good ads today, though.
I would also like to go on record that I will deliver my next sale horse to Hawaii or Argentina or Italy as well.
You're in for that? You're good for that?
I'm in for that. That's a really good idea.
Well, thank you for joining us, everybody. Jamie has to get back to work. She has a farm to build, so she's going to head over to do that. And we will be back here on Monday with a brand new show. It is a holiday Monday, but we're going to be here, right? We don't usually take that day off, so I guess we're going
to
be here.
Well, you know what? I have a thing I have to do in the morning at Lucas's school, so I might be late.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, we might be here on Monday. We'll let you know. thank you, everybody, for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you all next week.
All right. Spay, neuter, geld.